أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يوم تجد كل نفس ما عملت من خير محضرا وما عملت من سوء تود لو أن بينها وبينه أمدا معيما بعيدا ويحذركم الله نفسه والله رؤوف بالعباد. In the previous ayats, Allah explained the masala, the matter of keeping friends with the enemies of Allah Ta'ala. Whether it is the worst enemies, those who are non-believers, who are kafirs, or whether they are the sinners, whether they are open sinners, private sinners, according to the various levels, that guna is according to that level. So after warning of that, and Allah Ta'ala explained that your friends, are your friends also, and your friends of your enemies, who are your enemies, and who are friends of your enemies, they are your enemies also. So the kuffar, the wrongdoers, the sinners, a person should keep away from them. Allah explained that very clearly. And on the other hand, a person should keep friends with the friends of Allah. The friend of your friend is your friend also. And as it comes clearly in the hadith, that Allah constantly looks at the hearts of His friends, His awliya, and whose love, friendship Allah finds in their heart, then Allah makes friends with those people directly also. So this is a very important aspect of our deen. Our deen is not only our namaz, roza, etc., but this also to see who do we befriend. Whose company do we keep? Who do we socialize with? Who do we go and visit? And who do we allow to come and visit by us? That is also a very important aspect. So that aspect Allah Ta'ala says, particularly with that. And generally, what all our amal, what we do, يَوْمَ تَجِدُ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ مُحْضَرًا. جس دن موجود پائے گا ہر شخص جو کچھ کی ہے اس نے نیکی. They remember that day, the day of Qiyamah. Whenever you have done of these, of whose friendship you kept, who you had to befriend, who you had to be enemies with, who you had to keep away from, all those amal and all your amal. Remember, a day is going to come, the day of Qiyamah, when you will find all that will be present there. And everything will be presented. And on the day of Qiyamah, the amal won't come as we made them. Like for example, a person committed adultery. It isn't that he will be committing adultery on the day of Qiyamah. But the punishment of it, the fire, snakes, etc., scorpions, that it will be turned into that. All the evil acts what we do, lying, backbiting, ghibat, etc. In fact, the forms of the people will not be like just human forms of ours. They will be like the forms of animals. Whatever a person is more over in that person, a person has got greed in him, a person has got stinginess in him, a person, he stabs people in the back, he talks bad about them, all that, those type of animals which are like that, a person will be raised like that. That will be on the day of Qiyamah. And when Allah wants to, He shows it in this dunya already. Hazrat Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh should fasten a cloth around his eyes when he should come for namaz. They asked him why, and he made dua to Allah. Allah showed him the condition of people, what they are. So we look for the faults of others. For those people, Allah showed them and they made dua, oh Allah, take this away. We don't want to see the faults of people. Hazrat Usman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, somebody making wudu, he could see the gunas which they had committed in the water drops that used to come from the wudu. So that is who Allah wants to, Allah shows it in this dunya. Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayh, in the middle of the day, 12 o'clock, hot sunshine of Baghdad, he used to go out on the street with a lantern. People asked, what are you looking for? Sun is shining so bright, what you need a lantern for? He says, I'm looking for a human being. He said, aren't these all human beings here? He said, they all appear to be animals to me. I'm looking for a human being, that is a person who got human qualities. Fortunate are those people who bring the sunnats in their life in the true sense of it. Not just outward clothing, but in our lives we bring the sunnat. And as Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told Hazrat Anis radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when you go to bed, then see that you don't have malice, hatred for anyone in your heart. That is my sunnat. And who follows my sunnat, he is of me. So that those sunnats we don't think. We only think wearing kurta, keeping a beard, topi is sunnat. That is definitely, and it's very important. But the inside sunnats are even more important. The qualities of those sunnats. So on the day of Qiyamah, all our actions will be in that form. We will be in those forms what we were like, what type of animals we will be. وَمَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ سُوءٍ. And whatever evil we had done, that also we will see. Whatever good we did, our namazas, etc., tilawah, dhikr, following the sunnat properly, that will come in the form of beautiful, wonderful things. In the form, in beautiful, beautiful form. So the amal that will be presented to a person on the day of Qiyamah won't be the namaz as a namaz there. But what the reward of namaz is, what the great ni'mat of jannat are, it will be presented in that way. Tilawat won't be that a person is making tilawat on the day of Qiyamah. But all the wonderful, what Allah has promised, it will be there. And all our gunas that we make, looking at, for example, looking at other women, that will be their hot lead that will be poured into the eyes. Lying that a person does, ghibat, his cheeks will be cut from the mouth right up to the ear. It will get better and it will be cut again. So all our gunas will be presented in that way, and people will see one another. So this is the person that, this were the gunas he made. Yeah, he will look like in that animal form, and his gunas will be with him. And those who did good deeds, they will be beautiful, handsome forms themselves. More beautiful than what we are as human beings. More beautiful and handsome, and all our deeds will be also like that. So Allah is warning us of that day and giving us good, glad tidings for those who do right. Remember, that day is going to come. يَوْمَ تَجِدُ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا عَمِلَتْ. That day when every person will get what he had done. مِنْ خَيْرِ مُحَذَّرًا. The good that he had done, he will also see it. He will be good himself and he'll see all the good. وَمَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ سُوءٍ. And all the evil that he had done, he will be in an evil, terrible form, and his actions will be also like that. تَوَدُّ لَوْ أَنَّ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَهُ أَمَدًا بَعِيدًا. عَرْضُ كَرِيْكَا كِ مُجْ مَيْ اور اس مَيْ فَرَقْ پَرْ جَاوَي. And he will دُورْكَ. He will wish that he will be very far distance from his evil acts. He will want to push them away. He will want to hide them. But of course, he will not be able to do it. It will be there. And the snakes will be by him. He can't escape those snakes. The fire will be by him. He won't be able to escape that fire. The disgrace and humiliation will be with him, and he won't be able to push it away. It will be, he will want to distance himself, that I've got nothing to do with you. What are you all here by me? But he will never be able to. He will have to face the consequences. وَيُحَذِّرُكُمُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا. Or Allah darata hai tumko apne se. And again the same ayat was in the previous ayat, also this part of the ayat. And Allah is warning you. Allah is telling you to take your caution and precaution of Allah Himself. That if you do all this, and yeah, particularly the guna that is being referred to, befriending the enemies of Allah Ta'ala. And staying and having enmity for the friends of Allah. That again, for such people, Allah Himself declares war against those people. Those people who harm and cause difficulty, man aza li waliyan, whoever causes any harm to any wali of mine, Allah Himself declares war on that person. So Allah says, all these actions of yours, Allah is warning you of him himself. Like for example, there is a fight between husband and wife. Wife did something wrong, husband did something wrong. And the husband punishes the wife, or the wife punishes the husband, doesn't speak to him, doesn't cook for him, whatever it might be. So, and then after a few days, everything is back to normal again. But one is, the love of that wife is gone out of the husband. Now he doesn't love her, he hates her. Not that he doesn't want to even punish her, he doesn't want to do anything with her. And that he hates her, he wishes harm must come to her. And he will even make it that she must suffer. And there are many husbands in such conditions, then they make the wife suffer. For example, they don't give talaq, they don't give maintenance, they don't give access to the children, they make her suffer like that. So that is when that hatred comes in the heart. So Allah says, these are the gunas that makes the hatred of Allah come in Allah for the people. It's not just that you did wrong, one is somebody did wrong and you still love him, but you have to give him a punishment. A parent, a ustad, student did something wrong, you tell him this punishment for you, that punishment, but in your heart you still love the person. But one is the love is gone out and hatred is now in the heart. So that is what Allah is warning. So terrible this guna is. وَيُحَذِّرُكُمُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا. Allah is warning you, be careful of that condition, that Allah starts hating you. And Allah has nothing. As Allah says in the beginning of the ayat, that Allah has got nothing to do with such people. So it's a very bad condition. And this is particularly the guna of befriending the enemies of Allah. Those who commit guna, those who openly break the laws of Allah, and we befriend them, we are good with them, we socialize with them. And whether this breaking of the law is like, for example, a person commits, is a humanizer, open humanizer, gambler, and we befriend those people. And worse than that, those people, for example, who are drug addicts or drug peddlers, or who are alcoholics, etc. And worse than that, those who are changing the deen of Allah. Like for example, make it with the Abrahamic Accord, those who support that, and if we keep friends with those people, we are also in a dangerous condition. Those who support the Gulen movement and the Gulenists, those who present Islam on TV and YouTube and don't make parda with women, etc. All that, if we make friends with them, we socialize, we meet with them, happily we are hugging them and we are making mu'alaqa, we also in that category. So Allah Ta'ala warns us against that, and remember, and all this warning Allah is giving, not to, because He hates you. Wallahu ra'ufum bil ibad. Or Allah bahut meherban hai bando par. Allah is very kind to His servants. So He is warning them, don't do this, you'll suffer the consequences terribly. And still if we do it, that is then our problem. But Allah is, how clearly Allah has warned us. In this ayat, it is like, openly, it is like Allah is speaking to us. And Allah is telling you, I love you. That's why I'm warning you of this. Don't let your love go out of my heart. Don't let me hate you. Don't befriend my enemies. Don't cause them harm, etc. These are dangerous things. May Allah guide us to righteousness. Let us understand and let us not be living in any deception. And more than any of our contacts, family, whatever, the greatest is the contact of Allah Ta'ala. And we must give at all cost preference to that contact of Allah, of our akhirat, of our deen, and not see our dunya, who our family is, etc., who our friends are, that doesn't count and help. We have to see Allah Ta'ala, akhirat deen. May Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanallah.